Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
How many things can go wrong in life? No doubt you've heard the story that goes like this, quote, "Life was tough, but someone told me, cheer up, things could be worse. So I cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse." If you want a checklist of everything that can go wrong, you'll find it in Deuteronomy 28. The most distressing physical problems, verses 22 and 27 and 35. Catastrophic weather, verses 23 and 24. International distress and crushing military defeats, verses 25 and 26. Blindness and mental breakdown, verses 28 and 29 and 34. Family collapse and separation, verses 30 and 32 and 41. Financial ruin from which there is no recovery, verses 31, 33, and 38 to 40. The list goes on and on, but I'm sure you're already suffocating with just the thought of such devastation. For the one right way that the organs in our body should function, there are thousands of ways they can go wrong. So it is with spiritual health. What does God say? This is the way. Walk in it. Isaiah 30, verse 21. But we have turned everyone to his own way. Chapter 53, verse 6. One way, God's way, is right. But there are endless ways that we can go wrong. And the painful point of our passage is this. The life of obedience to God is simple, plain, and narrow. All the options on that road total exactly one. Just obey. But when we turn from the Lord, how many things can go wrong? There's no end of trouble for those who go their own way. But why would God allow all this to happen to his people? Because they were a living object lesson. Either they would declare to the nations the wonderful blessings of walking in faith with God, Deuteronomy 28, verses 9 and 10, or they could do the opposite, verse 37. As they say, no one is absolutely useless. You can always be a bad example. But whoever would want to be that?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.